But I'll tell you guys, the player I like the most for the Lynx. Ready for this, Jonathan? I want you to write this down. You ready? Okay. Write it down. This is who I love for the Minnesota Lynx. Unless the Wings are going to pick her. So hold on. Okay. No. The Wings have taken Bella Allery, who is from Princeton. That's a hard one for me to figure out because I watched some of her last night on YouTube. And, you know, it's Princeton, so it's not the best broadcast. She's 6'4", though, a stretch four. But the player I like now for the Lynx is Kiki Herbert-Harrigan. Okay? Makia is her full name. They call her Kiki. Kiki Herbert-Harrigan. Write that down somewhere.
Writing it down.
That is who I think the Minnesota Lynx will select now that Bella Allery has been taken. Now, she's going higher than a lot of the mock drafts expected. Tall and a really good three-point shooter, runs the floor pretty well, and somebody who can be that stretch four. And you're seeing the elevation of the WNBA with some of these picks. And that's why I think that the Lynx should love Kiki Herbert-Harrigan, because in the past couple of years, they have valued a stretch four, whether it's Demiris Dantas or what they've done with Rebecca Brunson. So Kiki Herbert-Harrigan, I think, is the best pick for the Lynx. But we'll see. There's a couple of other players here who I'm really interested in, including Kitty Alaksa. Okay? Again, Jonathan is looking at me a little bit like, what did you just say? Kitty Alaksa is a player that I'm really fascinated by. She's from Latvia and just killed it at South Florida. And, you know, so I'm doing this research for the draft. Now, I watch games all the time, but some of these players, I was like, wait, who is that? And so I, you know, start YouTubing Kitty Alaksa. Like, oh my God, this player is incredible. So she didn't play in the NCAA last year because she went overseas and played, you know, professionally, which is kind of a thing that somebody from overseas could do, or any of these players could do if they could get an opportunity. So Alaksa goes over there and she just, you know, dominates and scored 21 points a game from South Florida. So really fascinating. All right. So Manny's going to pop in here, huh? What's up, Manny?
What's happening, caller?
All right. Do you have they made their pick yet? They have not made their pick yet. So I have put in my pick. I made Jonathan write it down for the Lynx. I'm taking Kiki Herbert-Harrigan if I am the Lynx. How about you?
You're taking who? I didn't quite hear you.
Kiki Herbert-Harrigan is who I'm taking if I'm the Lynx here.
I'm going to go with Tyasha Harris.
Tyasha Harris. Okay. All right. So yeah. Why do you like Tyasha Harris if you're the Lynx here?
I think that she seems to fit, I think, the biggest need, I think, for the team right now, which is a point guard who is a distributor and can make other players around her better. And I think that's, like we talked last week on the podcast, I think that's something that the Lynx, I think, have been kind of searching for ever since Lindsey Whalen retired. Now we're only two seasons removed from Lindsey stepping away, but still that seems to be, I think, the biggest void on the Lynx right now is just a guard, sort of a throwback guard that can distribute, knock down some key shots in big moments. And I think Tyasha Harris is that player that can do that.
Now, I made the same comparison a little earlier in the show that, you know, if you're looking for someone who has a prototype of being similar to Lindsey Whalen, this is your player. The only thing is on my mind, Manny, is that this world is changing. All right, we're getting the pick here. So we will see
as the selection
is in. Manny, nailed it.
You nailed it.
Kiki Herbert-Harrigan crushed it. Take that, Jonathan. Jonathan doubted me.
Yes.
I have proved all the doubters wrong. So, Manny, you hold on while I give my analysis because I nailed it. I think it's a great pick because I said it. No, I'm just kidding. The reason I think it's a great pick is because Herbert-Harrigan is an ascending player with high athleticism, range to shoot from outside, and somebody who just continued to grow on the best team in the nation. She is the third player in school history with 1,000 points and 200 blocks. She's got great instincts. She can dribble. I like everything about Herbert-Harrigan, Manny. And now with Demiris Dantas, Herbert-Harrigan, Nafisa Collier, and Sylvia Fowles in the front court, I love the versatility of this team.
Yeah, there is a lot of versatility, and I know that was something we talked about last week as well, about, you know, if they decide to go a different route from the point guard position, that they could stand to have more versatility. And you add her into the mix now, there's going to be opportunities for Nafisa Collier to maybe play the two at times, and you look at the size that she has. If you can play big lineups against, you know, other teams in this league, Colin, we've been talking about it, players in this league are getting bigger, longer, more athletic, and you know, the Lynx are going to have to keep up with that philosophy, and this seems like this is the route that they're trying to go here with this pick.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, they made Demiris Dantas into a stretch four. They made Rebecca Brunson start to shoot threes, and she was really, really good at it. So it makes sense to me that, you know, Dantas is a starter and a good player, but not someone you say, oh, you know, we can't draft someone who is really, you know, highly talented at this type of position. Dantas is more of a place filler for the next player to come in. And also, another thing, Manny, is how many times did you and I watch Lynx games last year where the starters would come off the court and the bench would go in and you'd be like, what is this? I mean, it was disjointed and they just did not have the benches that they had before, and it really hurt them. So in year one, Kiki Herbert-Harrigan can come in off the bench and make an immediate impact for them and then develop into the star that they want her to be.
Yeah, and that's something else too that they have been missing, is that, like you said, they would go to their bench and you'd be looking around and saying, okay, who's going to score? Who's going to give them any sort of offense whatsoever? Yep. And Kiki's going to be able to do that. She's going to be able to, even if she's not starting right out of the gate, and she may never end up being a starter, who knows? But if you're able to build depth with this roster, it's not really going to matter who's starting and who's not. You're going to have players now that are going to be able to come off the bench and contribute in different ways as well. And that, I think that's something the last couple of years that's kind of hurt the Lynx. So they just haven't had the depth. They haven't had the versatility like we were talking about. So this is, I think, for all of those things, this is a good pick. I like it too.
Yeah, Manny Hill with me here on our WNBA draft coverage, which Tyasha Harris, the player that you wanted, she went next to the Dallas Wings. So now they've selected two players, and your potential lineup for the Lynx now with Herbert-Harrigan, it could be anything. With Nafisa Collier is 6'1", 6'2". Herbert-Harrigan is 6'1", 6'2". You could go small and have Herbert-Harrigan at the four, or you could go big and you could have her, you know, at the three, along with, you know, Nafisa playing at the two. The athleticism and length of those players makes it so you have all sorts of different options here, and especially to grow with, like two players who are in the 6'1", 6'2 range who can do a lot of different things in the middle of your lineup, Manny. I like that. So even if it, like, next year they don't have her as a starter, the long-term outlook is, I think, a year or two or now, you want to be back to competing for a championship in the final years of Sylvia Fowles' career, and this gives them an opportunity to do that.
And how much easier is this going to make things for Sylvia as well? I mean, how many times did we see last year, especially when you and I were at games, where they throw the ball into Sylvia in the post and she would get double teamed, and a lot of times there weren't really very many options for her to kick it out and stretch the floor and give her more space to operate on the low post. So Kiki's going to be able to do some of that too. The more shooters this team has, I think the better. And I think if you can make things easier, as easy as possible for Sylvia Fowles too, that can certainly help this team.
That is 100% correct, Manny. Way too many times where teams were able to collapse on Syl and there were shooters available, but they were not players that could necessarily make threes. And so now this could change the entire formula of how this looks going forward over the next few years. Okay, Manny, before I let you go, what do you think about the way the rest of the first round played out? Was there anything that struck you as interesting from, you know, whether it was, you know, we all knew the Liberty were going to take Inescu, but even with the number two pick, there was some question whether it would be Cox or Sobley. What did you think?
Yeah, I was a little surprised that Dallas didn't go with Lauren Cox there at two. And I let me just say, and you know this already, I love Satu Sobley. I think she's going to be terrific. Yeah. But it seems as though Lauren Cox is the more immediately ready player to step in and make an immediate impact. You know, Satu might end up being a really good player, but I think it's going to take her a little bit longer to sort of reach her potential. But that, you know, if you're the Dallas Wings, you're probably okay with that. You're probably okay with waiting a couple of years for her to develop. And maybe not, you know, you may not feel like you need that immediate impact right away that you'd probably get with Lauren Cox. But, you know, Lauren goes to Indiana. That's a nice pick for them. I was a little surprised with Dallas's number five pick, with Bella Alari from Princeton. I'm a little bit concerned about her collar because she's going to have to bulk up a little bit and get stronger, I think, to compete in this league. And there's upside there, and she's definitely talented. I think she was, the three-time Ivy League Player of the Year.
Yep.
But just seeing, and admittedly, I didn't watch a ton of Princeton women's basketball this season, but I know she's good, and I know she's very talented. And I think in her case, she's really going to need to physically, I think, get stronger. Otherwise, you look at the other players around this league, Collar, you know, whether it's Brittany Griner or it's Liz Cambase, these are big, strong, physical players that they're going to be coming for you. And, you know, she's going to have to be ready, and she's going to have to get physically stronger. So I was a little surprised Dallas went with her with that five pick. But it seems like with those first two picks, Collar, that Dallas is really making the long play here, that they're willing to sit and let these players grow and develop. They're not really looking for an immediate impact right now.
No, I think that's a great point, is that they go with someone. Now, I think that they overdrafted Bella Alary. I mean, I think they might have even been able to get her at seven after the Lynx, but maybe they thought that the Lynx liked her at six. And that's very possible, because we're talking about them taking the unicorn stretch four. Well, you know, that's what Bella Alary is supposed to be too. But I totally agree with your assessment, though. If you're going to play at all in the post in this league, good luck to you, because the amount of players who are strong or taller than you, I mean, most of the time now centers go at 6'6 to 6'8. So, you know, that's not easy to do if you're 6'4. You better be real strong, real athletic. And she's not exactly those things. So I think they overdrafted that one. Manny, this was great to catch up with you, get your analysis of the Minnesota Lynx pick. And you stay safe, sir, and enjoy the rest of the WNBA draft.
Sounds good, Carl. Good to talk to you, man.
Yep, you as well. Manny Hill there, the Raised by Wolves podcast. And if you're driving around listening to this, that's where you can find a lot of our analysis of the Lynx pick and everything else in the Raised by Wolves podcast feed.